This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. After the first confirmed polio case in 25 years, a massive vaccination effort began last week, targeting at least 90% of children under 10, aided by localized humanitarian pauses and fighting. Speaking remotely from Gaza to a news briefing at WHO headquarters Thursday, the agency's representative for the Palestinian territories, Reek Pieperkorn.
We reached an enormous amount of children in this short time. And I think we are confident that we probably reach the target. What we want to reach, 90% plus of our target, and then repeat it 4 weeks later.
Disease has spread, with Gaza lying in ruins and the majority of its 2.4 million residents forced to flee their homes due to Israel's military assault. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a visit to Europe and Poland on Thursday by taking aim at Russia. Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski accused Russia of orchestrating a campaign of arson, sabotage, cyber attacks, and orchestrating a migrant crisis on its eastern border.
We, of course, reserve the right to protect our territory and our citizens. And I can tell you that another arson hurts a Polish citizen, Poland will take bilateral countermeasures that the Russian Federation will notice.
Blinken said NATO allies were collaborating to impose consequences on Russia.
People in Hanoi waded through floodwaters in the wake of Typhoon Yagi, which swept through Vietnam.
Apologies. He also praised Poland for its progress in transitioning away from Russian energy since the war began. For more news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Vietnam's death toll has